So to recap about compound data types, arrays in C begin indexing at zero. One of the nice side benefits of this is that the index of your next open slot is always the number of elements you already have preceding that. And that's kind of handy. For multidimensional arrays, it's best to think of them as arrays of arrays, and that way you can build them up to an arbitrary dimension as needed. Strings are a special type of array. They are arrays of char, and they always need to have an extra null byte, which marks the end of the portion of the array which is actually used for your string. Structures differ from arrays because instead of being indexed collections of the same type, they are fixed collections, not indexed, of members which can be of different types. And this allows you to create new objects, as it were, and they can get arbitrarily complex. It's kind of handy. Both arrays and structures support the idea of brace-delimited initializer lists. So you just use the curly braces and have each element separated by commas. In the case of arrays, you can have arrays of arrays. The higher dimension ones gets a little complicated, but it all makes sense.